Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a moment, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, Steve Harvey, we're here. Oh, oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I said, I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I feel it's necessary to explain what I say in the morning because somebody asked me, what do you mean by that when you say that in the morning? When I say, it's in response to David Hollister opening the song by saying, go ahead, Big Daddy. Go ahead. I said, I sure will. Then I say good morning, everybody, because I was raised that way. You're supposed to speak when you come in the room. I'm coming in y'all's room, whether it's your bedroom, the room in your house, your car, your office, you know, wherever you're at. I come in the room, I got to speak, so I say good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice, and then I got to introduce myself because as a performer, I always felt my best when I was introduced. Why would you walk out on stage and nobody introduce you? You know, you can't get a round of applause. It's horrible. So I say, you are listening to The Voice, one and only Steve Harvey. Come on, dig me now. Now, that's old school. I got that. But dig me now is I want you to feel what I'm about to say. That's all I'm saying. That's not a bragging thing, you know. Y'all listening to The Voice, one and only Steve Harvey. Come on, dig me now. I'm just asking you to feel what I'm saying in the morning because it's part of a promise that I made to God. See, a long time ago, I told God if he allowed me to make it, that when I got there, I would tell everybody I know how I did it. And I wasn't going to shortcut it or shade him on it. I said, if you allow me to make it, if you give me the strength, the courage, the wisdom, you gave me a gift. If you let me apply it, don't destroy myself in the process. Forgive me for my sins along the way. Continue to hold and rock me when I need it. When I make it, I promise you, Lord, when I get there, I will tell everybody how I made it. Well, this started back in L.A. when I got on the radio. And I was making it okay. I was doing okay. But I had to keep my promise to God. My promise was, if you allow me to make it, I'll tell everybody how I got there. I have to tell you that every day, because if it was not for that grace and mercy, I wouldn't even be here able to fulfill my promise, because I've done enough dirt in my life, man, to not be worthy. He could have easily walked away from me a long time ago. Because I had sure walked away from him. See, and I didn't walk away from him once. I walked away from him a bunch of times. But guess what? He forgave me a bunch of times. He let me back a bunch of times. He gave me a second chance a bunch of times. I'm a living example of hundreds of chances. I'm telling you, man, hundreds of chances he's given me to get it right. His forgiveness and his mercy is available for everybody. It's the only reason I get on this show every day. It's the only reason I have the blessings that's coming my way. It's the only way that the things that keep happening in my life, man, that I have no explanation for, is because of his grace and mercy. See, anytime something good happens in my life and I can't explain it, that's usually him. He's exhibiting to me, I love you, man. He exhibits to me, remember, I'm a forgiving God, man. Remember. So when you fall, Steve, don't lay down there. Don't you lay down there. Don't you let the devil fool you that because you done made some mistakes that you can't do it. Because everybody gonna make them. There's none perfect, no, not one. So get up, keep moving, keep pushing, step on. What you laying there for? Your daddy didn't raise you that way. Look, man, my father was just about manhood. I'm gonna just tell you. My daddy never had a conversation with me about church. He beat me for not going, but you know, a couple times, but he wasn't about that, wasn't his message. That was my mama's job. My mama taught me about being saved, about loving the Lord, about giving your life, about the teachings of Jesus Christ. My mama was a Sunday school teacher. So I got all of that from her. My old man ain't had none of that for me. My old man talked to me about one thing all day long, hard-working manhood. And well, you're going to get that if you don't get nothing else from me. He gave that to me. So I got it. See, so my father, you say, excuse my language, but you ain't going to sit there like no little punk up in here. That ain't what you finna do. You finna get up and go do what you supposed to do. Now stop all that whining like some little punk and go on and get to moving. That's how my father talked to me. Now I'm just telling you real. It worked for me though. And before you start emailing me, that had nothing to do with homosexuality at all. It's just that was his term for a man not acting like a man. That's all it was. It was not a gay reference at all. I want you to understand that before you start emailing me. So my daddy wasn't calling. That was not a sexual reference for him. My father talked to us. That's what he meant. I knew exactly what he meant. He couldn't have meant nothing else. He ain't even know nothing about that. My old man clueless when it come to that right there. So when I was getting down and feeling bad about myself, my old man, he taught me this toughness, man. He gave me this grit, this doggedness, this go to work and work hard. That's why today when God does bless me with something, he ain't got to worry about me not working hard. Because that's in me. And when I get tired, I ask that same God for strength to keep on doing so I can do the blessings he got for me. So when you ask me, how you gonna do all this, Steve Harvey? I don't know. I ain't got to figure that out. All I got to do is show up with the same amount of faith I've been showing up with. God handled the rest of it. See, y'all, hey man, let me tell you something. I don't see how you do it. I don't either. Can I give you, hey man, news flash. Let me hear, I don't see how you doing all that, Steve. You doing this, you doing that, you done. Can I tell you something? I don't either. I just wake up with the faith, man, and trusting that if he gonna bless me with it, he must be gonna show me a way how to get it done. See, I ain't tripping on that part. See, once you take yourself out the how-to business, you can go on and get with it. But see, if you're going to trip yourself out with the how-to, you can't think like God can think. You can't figure like God can figure. So now you sitting up in here going, Lord, I want this to happen for me. Then I don't know how I'm going to do all that. Well, guess what? You in the way now. See, you in the way. Because see, God ain't asked you to figure out how to. He said, ask and believe. Then he said, faith without works is dead. That's my solution. That's the concoction that I'm functioning on. See, I ask. Then I just believe that he's going to give it to me. Then I know once I believe that, faith without works is dead. That's the concoction. Now, I put all that into play. So when God starts dumping these blessings on me and I don't see how I got them and you don't see how you got them and you write about me, you don't know how I'm going to do all this. I'll tell you something. I don't know either. I ain't got to, though. All I got to do is accept the blessing, keep the faith, be willing to work, and believe. God can do anything but fail. Why would God bring me this far to leave me? Why would he bring you this far to leave you? Quit tripping yourself out trying to think of the way you can make it happen. Get out the way and let God show you how it can happen and you can have something. So why I get up every morning? I have no choice. I got to get up in here and rest. When I'm running late, man, I try to plow through here. Sometimes I don't make it, man. I got to do a rerun, but I plow through here. Because, man, Steve, you're going to run out of something to say. No, I'm going to just keep thanking him. Now, you can't run out of that, can you? Because you owe him that. Matter of fact, when I get through talking, I really ain't thanked him enough.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, get ready. Get ready, get ready. Thanksgiving is over, but I need to warn you, for the next 2 weeks, you will be eating turkey hash, turkey sandwiches, turkey necks, turkey feet, turkey beaks.
Let it go, man.
Don't think all the turkey is gone, okay? There's going to be more turkey. And to enjoy your turkey is the baddest morning show in the world with Shirley Strawberry. What's up, Shirley?
Oh, I'm so full of sugar and butter and grease, Jay. I'm so full of that. Oh, good morning.
All full and ready to go, Miss yes. Carla Farrell. What's up, Carla?
What's up, Jay? Oh, Shirley, you are so right. And let's add that cheese in there, girl, from that mac and cheese.
Yes.
And I know my writing partner in crime is definitely full. Junior, what's up with your boy?
I didn't get turkey. I just ate pies.
But he looks slim, though.
I tore the pies up.
What kind? Sweet potato?
Blueberry, banana, sweet potato. Yeah. You pick one. Oh, lemon meringue.
Ooh, yeah, banana pudding.
And last but not least, he is the king of pranks. He's here also, y'all. What's up, honey?
I didn't eat at all.
What?
I didn't.
Man.
Oh, because you were on the road?
He got a TV show.
I had a very small portion of greens, people, and that was it for the evening.
That's all I ate
on Thursday. I promise you. Carla, you know what? We got through cooking, I looked at the kitchen. I was like, this is just too much food, man.
That's what Thanksgiving is. If you squeeze me right now, some butter was going to come out. Look.
I think when you cook, you get tired.
Shirley, you're right. Even diabetics overdo it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's the eating holiday. That's the thankful eating holiday.
So, Jay,
well, I understand, though, what Tommy is saying, though. When you do cook a lot of food, you don't want to eat it. However,
that maybe at that moment, yeah, but Thanksgiving, you eat, what, 3 and 4 times a day?
Nah, you know, Jackie made me a plate and put it aside. I just never got to it.
I think you're right, Junior. It's because he's on TV.
Well, got a TV show.
You know the thing about black people?
Well, I have to watch
my figure. Once a black person puts a plate in the refrigerator, it stays there till you eat it. That's the way my mom
Well, Jay, I'll say this. I did come back to it Saturday.
Yeah.
And the flavor was really in there, buddy.
The day after. Oh, my goodness.
Sit in it.
And you got to have the right Tupperware to put the food up. I can't stand a lot of aluminum foil and all that stuff in
the fridge.
I like Tupperware.
Better get unwrapped.
If you don't have Tupperware, an old butter container holds greens real good.
Exactly.
I like Tupperware in the fridge. I do not like opening and all that stuff.
Everybody ain't got Tupperware, Shirley.
Oh, whatever.
You might see a pot in there.
Tupperware. Oh, don't even try it.
You might see a pot in there.
You can get the cheap kind.
They got throwaway Tupperware. Right.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And if you don't have it, foil will do.
Not in my fridge.
If you fall up some greens, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
This bouginess about the food.
All right, listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, weekend review, we're going to find out how everybody's Thanksgiving went, what the fellas did. They worked over the holiday and all of that when we come back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're here. Let's find out how it was Thanksgiving holiday for everyone. How was everybody's holiday?
Mine was fantastic.
Good. Yeah, it was
fantastic.
Really good.
It was great.
Excellent. Had a great time.
Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good to be home.
Lots of good food. I know, right?
So blessed.
It was good
so
to be home.
So blessed.
Yeah.
Ooh,
man. Yeah. And thankful. I mean, so much to be thankful for when you really, really think about it. Just so much. Yeah. Really a blessing. You know, the food was great. The company was great. The music. Oh, everything was great.
It was something that was bad. Now, let's not run over this. It's some dishes that came to my house that didn't get touched. Let's quit talking about the food was great, this was great.
Not only your house, a lot of houses. Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Tommy, you go first. You go first.
Yes, since you brought it up.
It was something
was good.
That looked like dressing and macaroni at the same damn time. I don't know what that was.
No, it didn't. Not at the same time. No, it was.
I don't know if it was dress-a-roni, but it was something that looked like macaroni and dressing at the same time. I never touched that.
It was macaroni.
Every house
not dressing,
had a lonely dish. Right. Every house.
Hey, man. Ours was simple.
What?
Uh-huh. The rolls.
Who's
somebody burnt the damn roll.
You gotta watch the rolls, though. Okay, you gotta watch them.
I just want to say this. We don't eat green bean casseroles. We don't do that.
But there's always somebody who knows somebody.
Somebody keep bringing it.
Yeah, we don't do green bean casserole. We just don't. That's what we call it at our house. That's everyday food. Thanksgiving food and is something different than everyday food. We don't do, as a people, green bean casserole. It's in the Bible, right? That's in the Bible, isn't it?
It's in the Black Bible. Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, I have an aunt who's German. You know, she's German. Mm-hmm. And she brings a German dish don't nobody eat, though.
Poor
she swears great. I don't know what it is.
Hudenschlagen.
Is it red? Don't forget to get the Hudenschlagen. Ah, no.
What is Hudenschlagen?
Mixed with Jägermeister.
You must eat it on top of sauerkraut. Okay. All right.
That's everyday food. That's everyday food. That is not Thanksgiving
food. I got to say something about who's ever making this sweet tea. As a diabetic, when the tea is so sweet you can't stand next to it, I mean, come on.
Jay, but you're a diabetic. You going to a Black function. You got to bring your own tea.
Yes,
you really
do.
I have to, man. But Tommy, it looked like syrup.
I know.
Well, can't you cut it with lemon, Jay, or something?
No, you can't cut that tea at all.
You know how many lemons you need to cut that?
You got to use a rowboat paddle to stir it.
What were you going to say, Carly? You said something.
I was going to tell you guys, I traveled. We went to Birmingham to my in-laws. It was really nice. Uh-huh. Oh, man, I had fun in the ham. And let me tell you, my mother-in-law put her foot in. I'm talking about gumbo, oyster dressing. Wow. I cooked the mac
and
cheese.
Oh, y'all had that?
Oh, yeah. We got down. She taught Tasha how to cook. I had the videos all on my social media at Lips by Carla. We had a good time. So it was good. It was good.
Anywhere when you're Black, the word put your foot in something means that's a compliment.
It means something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was in there getting down.
Yeah, if you say you can burn, you can really burn.
Yeah.
You can cook.
Yeah, that means you can cook.
Or stand up in it. That's a whole different one.
What, Jay? Yeah.
I got to show y'all a video of me and Jay doing a cook-off where we put our foot in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Literally?
Literally.
It was a comedy skit. It was Rodney Parrish in it, too.
Yeah, Rodney was in it with me. I got to show this to y'all. Yeah. That way we can post it. I got to find it. I'm going to post it.
Oh, okay, that would be fun.
Let's get to Junior, though, sure.
Yeah, come on, Junior, with these pies. That's all you ate.
Well, hold on, Junior.
Huh?
Did anybody just get out of jail that was there?
No, but you know, some of the drug addicts had returned.
Oh Lord, you can't.
What do you always ask him that?
No, I don't know what it is about people that do dope, but they know Thanksgiving is on Thursday. They come back on Tuesday, clean themselves up on Wednesday like they've been there the whole week. Now this is fact. I'm not lying. This fact, and I'm not the only people. Just let me know. Am I lying?
No, you're not.
So it was a few of them showed back up. It was some other secrets came out. Y'all mad at me because I'm telling the truth about my people.
You know what else about a drug addict? You don't have to tell them where they're having Thanksgiving at.
Somehow, they know.
They find out. I don't know how.
I don't know.
Find out without an invitation.
And once again, my uncle told me, if I get myself together, I'll be down to L.A. That's the 19th time in a row.
What does he have to do? I mean,
hey, Shirley, he got to get his life together first.
Oh, his life. Okay, yeah. Get his life together. I get it.
Oh, he told you that on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, man, I'm going to come on down to L.A. I got to heard that 19 times. That's been back when we was in Atlanta. I don't know how I sit there and keep listening to this. So
let me ask y'all this. What time do people leave? What time did they leave?
Oh, man, I was on a world tour, so.
Black people, sometimes you can go to bed and wake up, they still sitting
yeah,
there.
1 o'clock was my latest guest left at about 1 o'clock. Yeah.
We sat at my mom's house till 1.
A.M.
Yeah, we sat at my mom's house till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had to go catch a flight.
I'll say this. My husband was very happy on Thursday. After he ate and Thursday night, them Saints played and won.
Oh,
and
yeah, they did.
Woo,
oh, yeah.
Child, it was celebration time. They was very happy. So, you know, Carla,
this is probably an ignorant question.
Football. You think?
This is probably an ignorant question, Carla.
Come on.
But is it all right to, you know, when you're staying at your in-laws, is it all right to...
I know, Tommy.
Are you talking about doing it?
Is it all right to do it? I mean, I'm just, can you? I mean, is it? Do you feel
down
weird?
The hall. Yes.
Yes.
You can.
What, Jay?
Meet me in the garage.
Way down the other end of the hall. You can, yes, it's okay.
Meet me in the garage.
You have to be quiet, though.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
We got to go. Coming up next.
That was a good question.
Time to have a little fun with the Deacon Def Jam and the Reverend Adenoid, who's in for Reverend Motown with church complaints right after this. Shh. They go.
Carly, answer me.
Your mama go here.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the Soul Train Awards were last night. They were hosted by Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold. They're best friends, you know, so they hosted it together. Really cute. We're going to run down the highlights and the winners, of course. But right now, Deacon Def Jam and guest pastor today, Reverend Adenoid, we can hear him already. They are here with church complaints and church announcements. Does he need oxygen, you think?
Welcome to the JPJJ. That is the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah. Joining me this morning, of course, Reverend Motown is out, but we have Reverend Adenoid. Good morning, Adenoid.
Good morning to you. You know, I'm so glad to be breathing really good today. This is a really good day.
Yesterday I was pretty bad,
but today is just good.
It's heavy to us. No. Do you breathe through your nose at all?
Not at all. Mouth only. Okay, every time I've heard that, thing, that money's up. But anyway, right on.
He's a mouth breather.
I'm a mouth breather.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, then. Let's get down to business at night. I have some complaints, and you have some announcements. All right. Here's one situation we have. Sister Josky Matthews, one of our choir members, is threatening to protest. She wants to be allowed to breastfeed from the choir stand during service since they won't feed the children at daycare. She's threatening to march with no top on around the church 20 times. And she has 23 women who are marching in her support. So that is the first church complaint, not being able to breastfeed in the choir stand.
Hear from me. Mark me down with a hear.
If you want to see the march, I'm going to be there.
I'd like to see that march, yeah. She can march in just by herself, yes. We don't even need the rest of the choir, just her. Mark me down as hear.
Hear, all right. Hear Reverend Adenoid will be there breathing heavy.
Yes,
thank you.
Through his mouth.
Breathing heavy.
Because he's a mouth breather.
Right, I have a church announcement.
Go right ahead.
The elderly women who still go by the name Baby Doll will meet in meeting room 5.
All right. I don't know how many rooms our church has, but evidently Adenoid knows. Please, here's another one. Please tell Sister Cora Gibson to stop trying to sell members leftover sandwiches. She's got turkey, greens, and potato salad sandwiches. They all on two pieces of bread. She's going to get somebody sick.
Yeah.
It's turkey, greens, and potato salad all on one sandwich. They $8. Please do not buy these sandwiches.
Nobody wants that.
White bread.
Trying to make some money.
It's not. They don't call it white bread. They call it light bread.
Oh, light bread. Okay, yeah. Light bread.
Yes.
Go ahead, Adnard.
Here we go. The white grandparents will be a class for white grandparents on how to discipline your Negro children in law.
They call
them
Negro.
I'm afraid of them, so they need lessons on how to discipline their Negro grandchildren. So they'll have a meeting on disciplining Negro grandkids in room 4.
Because they pass how to comb their hair class. I saw that.
Yeah, we've had that class. That was very successful.
Very.
So this it was.
Yeah, very, very, very. That's great.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to know.
Did they do any braiding?
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Braiding. Yes. Corn rolling. Yes.
Corn rolling.
All right. Here's the third complaint. members are complaining about Steve Harvey, Pastor Motown. His beard. They do not like the beard because it does not match his mustache. They would like for him to dye it, and they have a new dye out called Just for Pastors.
Is that your
I'm sorry,
laugh?
What was that?
Is that your laugh?
Oh, just for pastors.
Are you laughing out your mouth?
Yes. I'm laughing so loud. You know why I'm laughing? Because George Wallace's mama, who has a mustache and a beard, loves it. She loves it. God. She loves it.
Oh, goodness. Go on with your next announcement, Adnard.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, can you not hear Eva?
He's too loud. His respirator or whatever it is. It's too loud.
It's oxygen, I guess. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. The men who wear jogging suits and street shoes will meet in meeting rooms.
Get on down there, Calvin.
I don't know several of those.
Yeah. Sherman, need to see you.
Give it to me one more time, Adnan. What was it?
The men who wear jogging suits and street shoes and black socks will meet in meeting rooms.
Man.
I'm just curious, Adnan, how many meeting rooms do we have?
3, 4, 5, and 6. I know it's about, we got to have at least 6.
No, it's 3. That visual, though.
No,
that
he
visual.
Said number 4 and 5, the last 2 times.
There he goes.
We got limited meeting.
Good one, Ed. No, that was good.
All right.
Come on, Dean.
We got a situation here, Shirley and Carla. Listen, all of our Gold Teeth members have gotten together and decided to pawn their teeth to raise money for Brother Danny Williams' bail money. He is out now and hasn't repaid them like he promised. The time is up at the pawn shop, and they have melted the gold teeth down and sold it as a necklace.
Let's go.
It was 36 members, and they are asking for us to help them get their teeth back.
Ooh. Yeah, that's cold. That's cold.
Yeah. Whoa, they done melted it down at the pawn shop.
They done missed it.
Yeah.
That's dirty.
Come on, Ed.
That's dirty.
Now, is he laughing or is he...
We don't know.
I'm laughing. The pastor has asked all women who wear lace fronts to just push them up to the front just a little bit. Just a tad. Just
too far, Adnard.
Yeah.
In other words, your lace front's too far back.
That's
okay?
90% of our congregation.
Well, the key word is front. You got to put it in the front.
There you go. There you go.
Right.
Now, Carla's not going to like this. Listen, our one-legged kickball team won first place in the kickball tournament. The problem is they are teasing the blind dart team for getting last at the dart tournament. Now, there are several kickball players that have darts that need to be removed surgically.
Oh, no.
No, don't tell me that.
No.
Just wrong, Deacon. Just wrong.
Yeah, well, the blind dart team got upset and got to throwing darts. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Don't ever apologize for what
don't
you
ever.
Put together.
I take that back. Then go ahead, Ed.
Don't take it back. Don't take it back. Don't take it back. There's plenty of tickets for the hit gospel play. Plenty of tickets for the hit gospel play. Don't listen to fat preachers. You have plenty of tickets left for that play.
Don't. One more time. Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to fat preachers. Plenty of tickets.
What? What does their weight have
don't
to do with it?
Don't listen to fat preachers.
Fat preachers don't have a word, I guess.
Don't listen to fat preachers. And the rest of it I have later on. But anyway.
I don't know what their weight has to do with their sermon, though, but we got to get out of here anyway. Entertainment news, and we'll get a look at headlines with Miss Ann as well right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, tis the season, guys. Millions are under a winter storm watch for the Midwest and the Central Plains. And soon, that winter storm will be heading to the Northeast. Miss Ann, of course, will have more on the weather in today's news and headlines. But first, in today's entertainment news, the Soul Train Awards were last night in Las Vegas, hosted by besties. Best friend duo Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold. They took it back to the 90s. We love them. Yeah, we love them. Yeah. We love how their friendship really is genuine.
It seems like they really like each other. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are Gina and Pam.
Yeah, right.
From Martin.
Exactly, right?
Well, they could do a sitcom called Gina and Pam.
They really could.
Gina and Pam,
Yeah. We'll be right there and sitting in front of the TV. They took it back to the 90s. Like I said, BBD opened the show, and other performers included previous host Erykah Badu, Carl Thomas, Faith Evans, Donnell Jones, John B., and more. Her had 7 nominations. Yes, she did. Ooh. Bruno Mars, her.
Her.
Yeah.
You don't know
really
her.
Good.
Her.
You know, she's a new artist. Her. You know her.
I know.
Bruno
Her brother
Mars.
Coming out with him.
Okay.
I don't see why not.
No, they had a choir called Them.
Them, yeah.
Her, him, and them.
Bruno Mars and Cardi B followed with a whopping 6 nods each. Other performers included SZA. And Ella Mai, Daniel Caesar, Ledisi, Childish Gambino, and our very own captain of our ship, Steve Harvey, was a part of the video presentation that honored Erykah Badu. That's right.
Yeah, man.
My uncle's in there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know it.
Go ahead, boy.
Yeah. With he honored Erykah Badu with the Soul Train Legend Award. Multi-platinum songstress Faith Evans. Love us some Faith Evans, too. She was honored with the Lady of Soul Award with her husband, Stevie J. He was right there by her side.
Yes. Oh, hey.
They're so cute together. They really are cute together. They're so happy together. You can see it.
It was good. I watched the show. Uh-huh. I enjoyed it. I mean, BBD, they came out, ripped it.
BBD always do their job.
Yeah, as usual. Yes. And then Erykah Badu, let me tell you something. She killed it. I was screaming at the television.
I
was singing into the remote. Call Tyrone. Tell him to come get his stuff.
Did you see that thing she had hanging out from her nose over her lips? Did you see that?
Yes. That's when she won the Legend Award, but when she performed. When she was singing, that was the thing.
Right.
And then the cypher was cool too. They always have good cyphers, huh?
Hey,
the cypher was cool. And then
I'm gonna get my wife one of them things to hang out from her nose. Where you get that at? Where you buy that at?
Call Erykah.
That's an Erykah Badu.
Call
question.
Tyrone. Okay, look. Hey, Carla. We got to go back to BBD opening the show. I have to ask you this in reference to the Real Housewives of Atlanta last week.
Yeah.
How was their placement, their song placement, BBD?
You know, I saw Real Housewives of Atlanta last week where Ronnie DeVoe was talking to Candy Barris from Escape, telling them because they had did a tour together saying that the group need to work on their song placement. Candy looked at Ronnie DeVoe like, if you don't have several seats.
Right, nobody asked you nothing about how to make our show better.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody come to see you, Ronnie.
Right.
We the voices.
But it was all good. But we have to shout out to Faith Evans, She Killed It, Carl Thomas, Bad Boy. Yeah. It was dope. It was just, it was really, really good. So good job, Soul Train Awards, Tashina and Tisha. They did that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
All right, Jay, it is time for headlines.
All right, everybody, it is time for Ms. Ann Tripp.
Thanks, everybody. This is Antrip with the news. There were protests outside a mall in suburban Birmingham, Alabama over the weekend after cops admittedly shot and killed the wrong man. Yes, it was a black man. Cops in Hoover, Alabama say they were looking for a gunman who shot two people Thanksgiving night when an off-duty officer who was working security at the mall shot and killed 21-year-old Edmantic Bradford Jr., who was not the shooter and who did not have a gun. As it happens in these kinds of cases, the officer who killed him is on paid leave pending further investigation. Young Bradford's family feels that provides the perfect opportunity for the police to change the facts, so they're suspicious. But their attorney, Benjamin Crump, says since there's a video, the remedy is obvious.
You know what would alleviate that suspicion? Transparency. Don't say no more, just release the video.
Attorney Crump says that the police labeled young Mr. Bradford a killer and even praised the cop who killed him before they knew the details. The man accused of killing an anti-racist protester during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year goes on trial today. James Fields Jr., charged with driving his car into a crowd of protesters during the Unite the Right rally, killing a 32-year-old white woman named Heather Heyer. Dozens more were injured. Hundreds of Central American migrants began marching from Tijuana to the U.S. border yesterday. They were met by U.S. agents who employed tear gas to keep them at bay. The Central Americans say they'd hoped to press their cases for asylum in the U.S. However, the U.S. Customs Border Control Agency closed the Cedro border, which is between San Diego and Tijuana. It's now been reopened. Looks like former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos is going to jail today. Over the weekend, a federal judge turned down his request to delay his prison term. George Papadopoulos pled guilty back in October of 2017 to making false statements to the FBI, and a judge later sentenced him to 2 weeks in prison, 200 hours of community service, 1 year of supervised release, and a $9,500 fine. In this recent ruling, the judge says, among other things, that Papadopoulos waived his right to appeal as part of his original plea deal. Again, he serves 2 weeks. President Trump's back on the stump for the first time since the midterm election today. Trump campaigning for Mississippi Republican Senate candidate Cindy Hyde-Smith, who's in a runoff election against former U.S. Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy. Hyde-Smith was appointed to the Senate floor after Senator Thad Cochran resigned because he was ill. A video of her recently went viral, where she tells a supporter she'd attend a public hanging with him if he asked her to. President Trump has endorsed Hyde-Smith on Twitter. Airline flights, meanwhile, canceled because of a blizzard slamming the Midwest. And finally,
we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark.
You don't need all that. Sunglasses. Today is Cyber Monday, the Monday after Black Friday, when about one-third of American shoppers make Christmas purchases on the Internet. This has been Ann Tripp with the news. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go again. Another one. The Alabama police have admitted to fatally targeting the wrong man. Police shot and killed 21-year-old Emantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. on Thanksgiving Day following a shooting in the River Chase Galleria Mall in Hoover, Alabama. We all know that mall. We've all been there. We've been down.
That's where we stay when we do the comedy
Absolutely.
Club.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was just there. I was there in Birmingham.
For that weekend, right? I knew you were there. I thought about this when I heard this story. The victim's family called for the Hoover Police Department to release all videos and information relating to his death after a police officer wrongly shot him, Emantic Bradford Jr. This is according to multiple reports. Bradford was trying to defuse the chaos at the mall. Attorney Benjamin Crump has been retained by the family, and Mr. Crump wants the video released because it will show the mistakes that the police made and it will exonerate the victim, Emantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. What a horrible story.
I mean,
on Thanksgiving Day? You're trying to help?
That's a shame, man.
Yeah, they thought he was the shooter. It's horrible, Tommy. I mean, the family, they were just outraged, just like everybody is. We all are hearing this story. And people on social media, they're talking about it. And it's just, they killed this man Thanksgiving. He was just with his family. Mm-hmm. And now they wrongfully accused him. They thought he was the shooter.
Yeah, they did.
So
So now is the shooter is still out
He's
there.
At large. The shooter is still at large. The police, at least they admitted it, but...
But what makes them
think
he's the shooter?
They didn't try to cover it up or anything.
But admitting it, the man's still gone.
Yeah, they can't bring him back. Yeah, at least
But if he doesn't have a gun in his hand, how is he...
Well,
how do you even think...
He was licensed to carry. He was licensed to carry a weapon. He was trying to defuse the situation. And but you know why they thought he was the shooter.
Yeah, because he was a black man with a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like... It's always us. Meanwhile, you know, white men can kill up dozens of people and then they get arrested.
They don't get killed.
They don't get killed. So it's that ongoing outrage that we hear consistently that our men and our boys are constantly, you know, it's the same story.
Being killed on the spot.
And can we say this? No.
No.
The president said no. And can we say this? Thank God for Benjamin Crump, Attorney Benjamin Crump. He's always
fighting
there on the
justice.
Front lines, fighting for justice. And this family has retained him. We'll be following this story and keeping you posted.
Yeah, our affiliate, Hot 107.7 in Birmingham, I'm sure they'll have more details, too, to pass along.
Yeah.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's a lot of heavy news, guys. Coming up next at about 34 after the hour, we're going to switch gears a little bit, lighten things up with today's comedy segment. This one's called You Might Want to Get That Checked Out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Before we get to Tommy Jr. and Jay with today's segment, You Might Want to Get That Checked Out, I have
to
tell you guys. Yeah, I have to tell you guys this. When I came into the studio today, I think I was the first one here. I thought someone had really put like one of those big pine Christmas trees in here in the studio. But guess what? There was no tree in sight. No tree. No tree. Turns out they cleaned the studio with the original pine salt. You know, the one we all grew up with.
Yeah, with
that amazing pine scent.
The OG.
My grandmother cleaned the kitchen with after Thanksgiving.
The OG of pine.
Because if you didn't smell that scent. If you didn't smell that pine scent, it wasn't clean to us.
Clean.
It wasn't clean to us.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So I'm thinking the original pine salt, like you said, Tommy, the OG of the pine salts, that is the way to go this holiday season. Not only can it be used in a fun way to clean the whole house, it can help make sure that my guests enjoy that amazing holiday smell, too. Think anyone's having a Cyber Monday sale on Pine Sol, you think?
Oh, yeah, that's today.
Yeah. Okay.
Cyber Monday.
It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas here
it
in
is.
The studio. I love it.
Change that. Yes. Beginning to smell a lot like Pine Sol. Change it, Shirley. Change it up.
Claim it.
I love that smell. But anyway, as we were saying, Tommy Jr. and Jay are here. Of course, Steve's out today. But Jay, tell us about this segment, things you might want to get checked out.
This is very serious. This is very serious. These are phrases that when someone says this to you, or no, when they say this to you, they need to get that checked out. If somebody says to you, I have a rash on my chin.
Oh.
You need to get that checked out. Don't let it sit there.
Yeah. You need to work with that.
Yeah, don't let that sit there. I don't know what this means, but I'm growing a ponytail at the back of my neck.
You might want to get that checked out, though.
Yeah.
If your homeboy says to you, hey, man, I don't know what this means. I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm making breast milk. What that mean? What that thing?
You might want to get that checked out, though.
Yeah.
Here you go, Jay.
You got
when your partner 40 some years old and he still got baby teeth in the back. Hey, dog. Your molars is baby teeth, dog. You might want to get that checked out.
Keep it right there, Tommy. Yeah. When he says, I don't know what this means, but my gums itch.
You might get that checked out.
Itchy gums? Gingivitis.
Hey, man, I don't know about this, dog, but I got bumps popping up on my back. Do you know anything about that?
I don't do bumps. You got to get that checked out.
You don't do bumps.
Get you some ointment, Tommy.
Okay. You need to some Neosporin or something.
Don't know man that well that he would do bumps on his back.
But they try to show you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here go one, Jay.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one for you. Hey, man, you know, sometimes I think I be breathing out my ears.
What?
You breathing out your ears.
Yeah, you need a problem.
To get, you need to get that checked out, though.
Yeah. Pronto.
All food smell like chicken to me. What that mean, man?
What that mean, man?
You need to go see the doctor. I can make a fist, but it'll lock up for about 45 minutes.
Uh-uh.
What that mean, man?
Going in there.
Get that checked out.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's a problem.
Hey, man, I don't want to say nothing, but I be sweating real hard on my inner thighs. Anything? Does that mean anything?
You need to put some deodorant on them, I tell you that.
Hey, you oversharing.
You need to put some deodorant on.
All my toes are spread out for no reason. They just all
they lock up.
They look like starfish. Your toes.
Your toes ain't touching each other?
None of them, man. What that mean?
That mean you need to get it checked out. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Coming up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. And, oh, Lord, it's a good one. Subject, my old man and his old lady. Huh. I'll say it again. My old man and his old lady. That is the subject. Right now, though, Nephew Tommy is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, king of pranks?
I want to date your mama.
Oh.
What?
I
want to date your mama. You got to believe in it, Carl. I want to date your mama. Let's run it. Here it is.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Burns. This is James. This is her son. How you doing, man? My name is Gordon. Gordon. I just recently joined the church, man, within the last month, and I was trying to get in touch with Miss Burns. One of the members gave me a number, but I guess they must have gave me the wrong number, I guess. Is this a home number, or what is this?
Oh, hold up. Who is this again?
My name is Gordon. Gordon, I'm a new member at the church.
Yeah.
Is this your number?
Yeah, man, this is my phone number. I'm James. I'm her son.
Oh, that's your mom. Okay, that's your mother.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, my bad, man. I was trying to get in touch with Miss Burns. Now, do you have a cell or a home number somewhere I can get in touch with Miss Burns?
Wait, tell me. Your name is what? Gordon.
Gordon. I just joined the church, man, so I might not have met you yet, James.
Okay, well, God bless you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Is there any way I could get your mom's home number from you?
You just joined the church. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to talk to her. I mean, is there a message I could pass on to her, though?
I'm trying to see if it's all right for me to take her out. I've been seeing her for the last
Hold up. Tell me now, you were just saying that you were a new member to the church, and somebody gave you, or they were attempting to give you my mother's number, and you're asking me if you could take her out, man?
Well, I wasn't asking you. I thought I had her phone number. I guess they gave me your number by mistake. That's my reason for calling. I thought I was going to get her. I want to take her out, you know, maybe to dinner or something.
I'll be quite honest, man. I just came back home from overseas from fighting and everything, man. And, my pops just passed away not too long ago, and I ain't too keen on my mama going out with somebody. And besides, you don't even sound like you her age. She in her 60s, man. How old are you, man?
I'm 36.
Get the hell out of here. You how old, man?
I'm 36.
I'm 34. What the f*** is you doing? You do realize my mom is pushing 60, right?
Well, you know what, man? I look at it like James, right? James, I look at it like it's, you know, age ain't nothing but a number, man. It's what's in your heart, man, and how you carry yourself, you know?
Yeah, but so my mom, but my mom ain't no cougar like that, and I know she ain't coming after you. All right, now, I remember her telling me that she trying some new things at this church, but going out with some that's 30, how old are you? You a baby, man.
I'm 36, dude.
Man, you like my brother or something, man. Ain't nowhere in the world my mama gonna be dating.
Okay, James, let me say this, man. First of all, I didn't even know I was calling you.
Second of all, I'm calling to speak with her. I'm not calling trying to get permission from you. Miss Burns is a grown woman. Miss Burns can decide.
Whoa. Talking about, now, I don't think you heard me, man. I just came back from fighting overseas. My pops passed away not too long ago. I am the man of the house. Let's get that straight right now, all right? I don't care if I'm still living at home or not. I'm the man of this house, all right? You calling to ask my mama on a date? Okay. Yeah, you might as well just stick to church, dog, because, you know, as I said, be blessed. But it ain't going to be no blessing from me to you. I tell you that right now.
Okay, I'm not looking for a blessing from you at all, brother.
You might want to look for a blessing.
And I respect the fact that you've been overseas and you've been fighting for this country, okay? But if I decide I want to speak to Ms. Burns about going out, I think Ms. Burns has every right to decide if she would like to go out with Gordon or not. And Gordon wants to take her out.
Hold the up. Look, bro, I don't care how old you say you are, all right? Number one, you're too young, as I already mentioned, all right? This ain't going down with you and my mom. Straight up.
Hey, man, that's for your mama to decide.
No. You bringing up my mama, you letting the word your mama come out your mouth again, that's going to get you up, all right? I don't know where you from. I don't give a how old you are.
I'm 36, man.
I know what church my mama go to, and it ain't going to be her and you. You ain't going to be asking her out, all right? I don't give a what it takes. I will show up on Sunday, catch your in the pulpit or wherever you're going to be sitting, in the back, in the choir. It don't matter. Something is going down. You are not going to get with my mama like that. You got that?
That's up for your mama to decide. If your mama want to go out with me to have dinner, ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
I'm deciding it right now. It ain't going to happen. I told you before, be blessed or get your whooped. You got two choices, all right? I didn't fight overseas 3 years to come back and also deal with my daddy dying. And then come back. Man, I'm suffering from PSD, dog. I don't know what the I'm going to do unless you want to get it like that.
You suffer from what?
A PSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I will release all that on you. You got that? I don't play that.
Hey, man, listen, I don't want no trouble.
It don't matter to me. You can catch it.
Okay, look, man, listen. I ain't trying to have no trouble out you, man. All I'm finna say is this right here. I'll talk to your mom on Sunday, okay?
You ain't gonna talk to me. Are you not hearing me, man?
Okay.
I'm going crazy right now.
Okay, can I say this? Can I say one more thing to you, man, before you explode?
You ain't got nothing else to say.
I got one more thing before you explode, man. Is you listening?
Yeah, man.
James?
What?
Hey, man, I want to tell you this, man. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your mama got me to prank phone call you.
Get the f*** out of here. Is this who?
Hey, man, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your mama told me, she said, my son been overseas, he been fighting. I'm glad to have him home. She said, we got to get him back in the spirit of laughing.
Man, my mama, are you kidding me, man?
We got you good.
Man, we listen to this show overseas, man.
First of all, I got to say thank you for fighting for this country. I want to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You get it overseas and in the States, dog. Thanks, man.
You heard what I said.
Okay.
I want to date that boy, mama.
Okay. Yeah. Play too much.
You,
okay.
You seriously walking that line, man.
I know
it. Walking it, though. You walking
it. I know it, Junior. I'm walking it hard, though. I'm walking it this weekend, baby. Starting on Thursday night, that is November 29th, all the way to Sunday night, December the 2nd. I am in J. Anthony Brown's hometown, Columbia, South Cackalacky, at the Comedy House, baby. Jumps off Thursday is the first show. Two Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday. Tickets on sale right now, and they going fast. I'm in Jay's hometown. So all of Jay's people, bring me some new food. Not no leftovers, but
and buy
something
a ticket.
New.
Don't call me.
Whatever. That doesn't apply to us.
Oh, Shirley and Carla would get some tickets out of you, dog.
Where you going? Columbia? Let me see.
I'm in Columbia. Carl. You wait till I come to Houston, Carl. I'll be there.
Okay. Well,
all right,
I need a whole section.
She in there negotiating.
Me,
now.
Said the entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Arnaz J. at Smart Financial, December 31st. You don't want to.
That's going to be a good show right there.
Nice.
New Year's
Eve.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome, man. Well, let me thank everybody for coming out to Virginia Beach over the weekend.
Okay. I got the pictures.
Yeah,
Junior.
Man, I was out there, man. We had a ball. Thank y'all, Virginia Beach. They always show up.
Oh, good.
Yes, they do.
Man, they show up. Boy, they love this morning show, don't they?
And we love them right back.
We love them even more.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. They loyal.
Uh-huh. And Richmond is loyal like that. Richmond,
yeah.
Virginia,
uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Loyalty. Mm-hmm. Loyalty.
And the ATL was loyal this weekend. George Wallace and myself had a great time, boy. We did.
Oh, good, Jay. Yeah. I bet that was a fun show, too. Yeah.
Y'all talked about each other, Mom.
All night long.
Thanksgiving weekend, no, y'all went there. Oh, wow.
The family holiday of the year, Carla, right?
Wow, really?
All right, well, listen, thank you, nephew. Thank you, guys. Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my old man and his old lady, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mississippi's special runoff election for U.S. Senate is tomorrow. Democratic candidate Mike Espy will be our special guest at 41 after the hour. Now, remember, Espy's opponent, Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, endorsed public hangings, and we need the entire state, I'm talking about the entire state of Mississippi, to get out and vote for Democrat Mike Espy tomorrow. Please get out and get in those polls and vote tomorrow, okay?
Come on, Sip.
Please do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Come on,
you
Sip
can
it.
Do it. Your vote Sip, counts. Your vote matters. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. It does. And vote for Mike Espy. We're not playing any games up here, okay?
Our candidate.
Right. Now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, if you need advice on dating and work and sex and parenting and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like this one. Right, nephew?
Hey, before we start, do anybody have Erykah Badu number?
Steve might have it.
Steve,
I just want to, man, she looked so good last night. That comforter she had on, but made it look like a nice, man, that girl, that was killing it with me. I ain't lying to you.
That is not
That's chiffon looking comforter. Did you see it?
Yes, it was gold.
Her
that was
outfit?
Not a comforter.
Sure. Man, it had that.
I thought it was window treatment. I think it was all her drapes, her window got to be wide open.
What you all
open
are
now,
not going to do is talk about my girl, Erykah.
Blackout curtains.
I love me some bad.
Yeah, man.
Blackout curtains.
She look good,
She's
though,
the
man.
Truth. Okay. She is. Yeah, I love
her. I need it with that hat on. I need all that. That hat and then brass knuckles, I need all that. Woo! No, buckle up. Hold on
that.
Tight. We got it for
I
you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter. Let's go.
Stupid. All right, here we go. Subject, my old man and his old lady. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 33 years old and who is madly in love with a 63-year-old man. We have been dating for over a year and we spend a lot of time together. I am head over heels in love with this guy and I want to spend the rest of my life with him. The only thing that is stopping us from being together is the fact that he is best friends with my child's grandparents. I'm very close to them, and we have a great family bond. I am an angel in their eyes, and they would be heartbroken, and I would be ashamed if they found out. That's the one thing that is keeping us from being together. Not even the fact that he is married. Yes, that's right. He's married, and I'm okay with
then
that.
Then there's that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that. Yes, that's right. He's married, and I'm okay with that because she is basically just at the house as his roommate. I get treated like I'm the wife. He takes me on vacations. We are always out together in public, and he bought me a house recently. This is the best relationship that I've ever been in, and the sex is the best I've ever had. He tells me daily that he loves me, not his wife, but he has not made any effort to get rid of the wife. I told him that I am ready to let the world know about us, but he has to move in with me so I won't look stupid when people find out we're a couple. I don't want my child's grandparents to see me as a home wrecker either. I want to live peacefully with my man, but his wife is in the way of our happily ever after. How do you think I should handle this situation? Please help. Are you kidding me right now? I mean, come on. You gotta know that this is a go-nowhere relationship. He's not going to leave his wife. Don't you think if he was going to leave her, he would have done it by now? You guys have been dating for over a year. You know, he would have put in for a divorce, talked to his wife about a divorce, since, you know, he treats you like the wife and she's just the roommate. Listen, that's just what he's telling you. You're not there. You don't know. He probably still sleeps in the bed with her like most married men do. They sleep in the bed with their wives every night. And when they sleep in the bed, guess what else happens? There's
everything.
Some sex going on, girl. Come on now.
It ain't as often as y'all think. Go ahead.
But still, he's doing it, okay? She's not just a roommate like he's telling you. You want to spend the rest of your life with him. Okay, well, he's married. You can't do that, all right? The only thing you're concerned with is that your child's grandparents are friends with him. That's what you're concerned about? Not the fact that he has a wife and she's in the way? But no, you don't want them to see you as a homewrecker. You don't. You want to live peacefully, but you want to live peacefully in a good relationship, not in a relationship with somebody else's man. This is not your man. You're not going to be happily ever after in this relationship. It's not going to happen. All right? So you need to move on with your life and let this man go. Let's go to Junior. Come on, Junior. I always love
question
your young perspective.
Question is, I want to spend the rest of my life with him. Well, let's just do some simple math.
Okay.
63 minus 33, that's 30 years. Okay, uh-huh. That's 30-year difference. Now, I got the answer to this. The Bible say mm-hmm. we promised 70. Uh-huh. That's 70. He's 63. Mm-hmm. Answer is 7. Y'all have 7 years to the rest of his life. That's it.
I love it.
You You there. 7 years is all you got. Mm. So you might well take that house, live in that, enjoy that.
Oh, that he bought her?
Yeah, that he bought her. Mm-hmm. Get that. Check the medical records, though, to make sure he's healthy so you can get the whole 7 and maybe get cut short at 69 and a half. That's all you got. 7 years. That's my answer.
He's got a wife, Junior.
Yeah, well, hey. That ain't my problem. She want to live happily ever after. She got 7 years. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Jay. Happening. Thank you, Junior. Come on.
Yeah, 7 years.
Come on, Jay. What you got?
Here's the thing. This man is up in age, like Junior says, mm-hmm. with 63. His life is already complicated. We're trying to take care of two houses at one time. Mm-hmm. He bought you
doing
a house.
Doing it, though.
He's doing it. But that's what I'm saying, Tommy. I've heard you speak of this before. This is selfishness in terms
thank
of how
you.
She want to come in and destroy what he's got working right now. You know how complicated it is to pay two mortgages to satisfy two households? Sometimes he probably didn't know what house he in.
Jay.
He look over and go, oh my God, I'm with my wife. Oh Lord, let me get a hold of myself. Leave this man alone.
Okay.
Don't complicate. He's got all types of diseases, probably high
what?
Blood pressure,
huh?
Hypertension. Don't complicate this man's life anymore.
Okay.
Please. Damn. Don't be selfish.
He got diseases, though? When he get that?
Probably.
Oh,
probably got diabetes or something.
He's saying hypertension.
You don't need the headache.
Not STDs, Tommy.
He's saying
no, I didn't say
yeah,
STDs.
That's what you're thinking. Yeah, that's what you're thinking, Tommy. Yeah.
Oh, he,
no.
But Jay always thinking diabetically, but go ahead.
All right, no. Listen, hang on to that. We'll let you finish that up, and we'll hear from the nephew with part two of the guy's responses right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, just a reminder, guys, that Mississippi's special runoff election for U.S. Senate is tomorrow. Democrat candidate Mike Espy will be our very special guest in about 20 minutes. You don't want to miss it. We need the entire state of Mississippi to please get out and vote for Democrat Mike Espy tomorrow.
Do it.
When
yeah.
polls right, open, girl. Okay, before you go to work, on your lunch break, after work, we need you to show up and show out at those polls tomorrow, please. Right now,
or
though,
do you want to see the lady who don't mind public lynchings? Would you rather see her?
Oh, okay.
Huh?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you got a choice.
Right. Your options.
Yeah,
you got a choice.
Uh-huh.
Choose our candidate, Mike Espy.
Mike Espy. Come on, Mississippi.
Go,
you can do this. Right now, we do have a recap on today's Strawberry Letter. And were you finished with your response, Jay?
No,
you
were saying she was selfish. I wasn't quite finished. I just wanted to call out how selfish this lady is to destroy the two good things this man has. He's got two good things going for himself. And why would you want to destroy that? Ugh.
Oh, you missed the ugh.
Ugh.
All right.
You know, sometimes people are just so selfish.
All right, this letter, before we get to the nephew, the subject is my old man and his old lady. A 33-year-old woman wrote this letter. She's madly in love with this 63-year-old man. They've been dating for over a year. They spend a lot of time together. He treats her more like the wife, she says, because the wife at home is just a roommate, and that's all they have going on. She says it's the best sex she's ever had. It's the best relationship she's ever had. He just bought her a house. She wants to live with this man for the rest of her life, but he's still got a wife who's in the way, she says, and she wants to know what should she do? How should she handle this situation? Tommy, it's on you.
All right. You know what bothers me is I can't stand a spoiled number two. I can't stand a selfish number two that doesn't realize you got a good thing going. You got everything you want. You want to live the rest of your life with this man. You can.
Thank you.
You live it in the house he bought you. You live it from over there, baby. He giving you everything. You getting good sex. You got a house. You go on vacation. See, you know what? I'm going to write a book to these twos, because these twos kill me.
These twos, they're thinking they won.
It's the twos. The twos. Uh-huh. I get so confused. When I talk to these twos, they kill me with what they want in life. You have chosen two. Be the two. Ride it out. Know your number.
It's like this. You're the one who chose the two. How about that?
Yeah. Don't be mad at being the two when you know you the two. Now, it's a woman at the house. If he's 60-something, she's 60-something, too. Somebody fits to die soon. Why is you worried about this?
What? 60s?
Junior say don't nobody get past 70, so everybody on the chopping block, ain't they? What are we worried about?
We did the math. It's 7.
Why are we worried about number one when time is of the essence?
Isn't it? A selfish two, right.
A selfish two.
Well,
I tell twos all the time, Shirt. I tell them all the time, know your place. You can't do this. You decided to be this number. But now he got to lay there air night with you. Really? Really?
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You already saying you got good loving. You got a nice house. You go on vacation. Somebody got to lay with you every night. This is selfish.
Well, she wants got time for that.
She wants to tell the world about their relationship.
That ain't
She wants to tell the world.
You want to tell the world. Get a globe and say it to it.
She wants to let the world know about this.
Buy a globe.
And say it. Say it to that.
And say whatever you want to say.
You don't get to share this, baby. You get to enjoy what he's giving you, but you don't get to share this with the whole world. That's not how this goes.
Well, Kent, what about her child's grandparents? They think she's an angel.
You need to try to get them put in a home.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah, get them out your way, because that's bothering you, those two people right there. Get them admitted. You know what I'm saying? Get them in a home, one of them retirement communities. You need to get them in there. Then you won't see them. They won't see that y'all living together.
All she wants is to live peacefully with this man, but his wife is in the way of their happily ever after, she says.
Who's in the way when you're in the house by yourself? Nobody.
Nobody. You get to walk around naked.
Nobody.
You can cook naked. You can do what you want. This is true selfish number two stuff right here.
Mm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You got everything you want. Good loving, new house, vacations. Money. Y'all even out in public going to have dinner and stuff. Yeah. What more do you want?
So disrespectful.
That's just selfishness.
Yeah. She foul. Yeah. She foul.
Yeah, it's just so
this is foul.
She woke up. She foul.
She's foul. I mean, I'm just listening.
Yeah. And I just hope. You're a bad example for twos. You really are.
She can find a man her own age, okay, that's single with no wife. That she can tell the world about, that's what she can do.
Well, yeah, you could do that. I mean,
there's that.
But then
that wouldn't make a good strawberry letter, though.
We don't want
that.
We don't want anybody that has a nice, normal life. Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. Our strawberry letters are sweet and tangy at the same time, you know?
The thing that got me in this letter is when she said she's an angel in their eyes, meaning her child's grandparents. And they would be heartbroken, and she would be ashamed if they found out. That's the one thing that is keeping us from being together.
That's why you got to get them put in a home, Shirley. You got to get them people out the way.
Stop putting Not even the fact that he is married, though. She's more concerned about her child's grandparents than she is about the fact that he's married. Mm-mm. And she says she wants to live peacefully, but his wife is in the way of their
happily ever after. His wife ain't bothering you. Has his wife called you? No.
All right, look, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, as promised, Mississippi Democratic candidate Mike Espy will join us to talk about the special runoff election tomorrow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Joining us now is Democrat Mike Espy from Mississippi, the great state of Mississippi, and he aims to upset Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in the Mississippi Senate special election runoff tomorrow,
yes, yes.
Tuesday. Okay, we have to remember that day. It's very important. We are all aware of his opponent's defamatory joke about a public lynching and the nationwide attention that it's brought to this special election. Mississippi, 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 you guys hear us now. We have got to get out to the polls tomorrow. We have work to do, people.
We
want to
change her name to Sydney Bysmith. That's what we want to change it to. Sydney Bysmith.
Yeah, bye.
I like it, Jack.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show for the first time on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Mississippi's Democratic Senate candidate, Mr. Mike Espy.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Morning, Senator.
Welcome,
Senator.
Welcome.
Good morning to all of you. You know, you said Cindy Hyde-Smith, but we really, her name is Cindy Hyde-Smith, but we call her H-I-D-E.
Right, right.
Because after the statement she made, she's not making many very, very many public appearances anymore.
No, she was hiding. She was definitely hiding.
Yeah, I can't imagine what she was thinking in her head to make a crazy statement like that.
And she never apologized for it. She did an out debate, but she read the apology. So a lot of people were saying it was just insincere. I was standing there beside her, and I just shook my head.
Those that don't know, Mr. Espy, tell everyone with your Republican opponent what she said.
Well, there were two statements that raised a lot of concern. She had a bus tour. She said that she was standing with a friend of hers, and she said that he was such a good friend that if he invited her to a public hanging, that she would be on the front row. A lot of people made the leap from public hangings to lynchings, and that's causing a lot of concern among folks in Mississippi.
How do you feel this? It has it swayed, or what's the feeling in Mississippi now amongst the voters there?
Well, I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving. As soon as you said that, our donations went through the roof. And it went viral within the first 30 minutes that everybody heard about it. So all Mississippians of goodwill just got angry about it. So I think it activated faith. And then all the crossover votes that I need to win, at least they know about it.
And also, you stand committed, as far as your platform is concerned, committed to creating well-paying, quality jobs and an economy that works for all Mississippians. You vow to support an increase in the supply of child care services, paid family leave, an increased minimum wage, and an expanded earned income tax credit.
No doubt. I mean, Mississippi is last on all the great lists and high on all the bad lists, right? So everything you mentioned are the bad lists. So I believe in that $15 minimum wage. I believe in gender equity. You know, we're only one of two states now that where women are paid 71 cents for every dollar a man makes for the same job. And that's this is just awful. And, you know, I believe, in good paying jobs, $15 minimum wage, as I said, I believe in free tuition at least the first 2 years of technical school, community colleges, and public colleges for free. We've just got to get our students without inordinate debt. We've got to get them in a place where they can graduate. They have a job here in Mississippi that's reasonably related to their course of study. Education is the number one thing we have to promote, and we've got to make it obtainable and accessible.
That's right.
All right.
Again, this is a very tight runoff. It's going to be tomorrow between you and Cindy Hyde. That's H-I-D-E Smith.
By Smith.
Yeah. And this could really have a momentous outcome. I mean, we're talking history making here. A black senator from a state that hasn't elected an African-American candidate to a statewide office in more than 100 years.
What?
Well, we have a white Democrat attorney general, but there have not been any other statewide Democrats elected since 1980s.
That's crazy. That's
too long.
Yeah,
we have,
too
long.
We have to make a
change.
Change
that tomorrow.
Have
so
to
we
make
tomorrow.
Get the people out to vote. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now she said one more thing that you might be interested in. And another one of those bus stops, she got off at a university, and she was joking with the students about voter suppression. She made the statement that it would be good to suppress the votes at the other universities, and then she said those other liberal universities. So we were asking her, what does that mean? Jackson State, Alcorn, right. Mississippi Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Those are liberal universities. Uh-huh. And so if millennials ever needed a reason to vote, they have one now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're our pick. Yeah. You're our candidate.
That's it.
You
yeah.
are our candidate.
She needs to stay off the
Thank
bus.
You.
Yes.
That's what she needs.
What'd you say, Junior?
She needs to stay off the buses.
All we need a bus to ride her on out of the state. That's
yes.
what we need.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, we're so proud of you. We're going to do whatever we can to get the people out to vote tomorrow.
Man. Wait a minute. What did you say, Senator? What happened?
I was out on the stop today all day, you know, trying to get out the boat.
Uh-huh.
And one of my stop people told me that the bus broke down today.
Aww.
her bus.
Yeah.
That's a sign, baby. That's a sign.
They ain't nothing but the Lord.
Well, listen, we are urging everyone in the state of Mississippi to get out and get to the polls tomorrow and make sure you vote for this fine young man. We have the privilege and honor to speak with today. His name is Mike Espy. He is the candidate in Mississippi for the Democratic Senate race against Cindy Hyde-Smith, who made that terrible statement about she would attend a public hanging, you know, in support.
Offensive.
Just come on now. This is 2018.
And I want to remind everyone that in 1986, I was a fresh-faced 30-year-old, had never run for any office in my life, and I ran for congressman from the 2nd District. I was the first black to win that seat since the Civil War. So we've done this before. We've done this before, and we're going to do it again.
All right.
It can be done.
All right.
All right.
It can be done, Mr. S.
Yes, yes.
We need the college kids to definitely get out, though.
Yeah,
they can
those
make a
millennials.
Difference.
You're right, Tommy.
Yeah.
They've got to get out. It's just so important. And now they have a reason. Beyond just my core mission and my purpose statements, they need to get out because she's telling them that their votes need to be suppressed.
That's right.
So they've got to just, now it's personal.
Yeah, your votes matter, people. They really do. Your vote matters. All right, we're with you all the way. Hopefully you will call us back for victory and talk to us about your victory, Mike Espy, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Godspeed. Bye-bye. God be with you tomorrow.
God be with you.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the Soul Train Awards were last night in Las Vegas. It was hosted by best friend duo Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold. We love them then. We
go ahead,
on
girls.
Martin. We love them now.
They could DM and Gina. Show like Gina Thomas and Pam. Said.
We need a new show called Pam and Tisha. Pam and
Gina.
Pam. Gina.
Gina Pam and Pam.
Pam and Gina. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm using their real name and their stage name. And name
yeah, Gina and Pam.
Yeah,
I like
yeah Gina and Pam. Pam. Mm-hmm. They took it back to the 90s. Performers included previous host Erykah Badu. Man.
I told you she was fire.
Outstanding. Was yes. Yeah. BBD was good. Of course, they opened up the show. Carl, they had great song placement. For those of you who know what that means, great song placement.
I just
placement.
Have one question. I watched the Soul Train Awards. It was great. I just need to know, how come Jill Scott didn't get a special award for best video? That was definitely.
What do you mean Jill Scott video?
You mean her did recent a couple weeks ago?
The one online. That's award winning.
I don't know, Jay. I wasn't impressed. I was not impressed. She got to show me. I'm happy.
Oh, you'd have been impressed.
Yeah, you would have been impressed. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Here's what I want to know. Uh-huh. How do I get my wife one of them Erykah Badu outfits? The hat,
that thing in her nose, and then that thing, that comforter she had on from Bed Bath & Beyond,
and made a
jacket out of that thing. I want that.
Yeah, all that's available at Bed Bath & Beyond. You get all that.
You want Erykah Badu gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to come home and she got that Badu thing on, but you got to have that nose ring in that cover your mouth. That too. All that.
But you know, Erykah has that look. She has that eclectic
look.
Love and light, she can love pull it off.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
she's sick.
That's her style. It always has been. Yeah.
Yeah, even more so now. Remember when she did Window Seat and she was naked in the video?
Yeah.
They talked about
that. I didn't know
that.
She had it like that.
Yeah. I got that in my phone right now. What did you talk
about? Man, I didn't know she had it like that.
What did you talk about, Sharon?
What did you say,
Quest,
Tommy?
Quest talked about that from the roots. He talked about that like in her video presentation. He said that Erykah called him and said, I'm about to take a risk. Yeah.
I'm mad I wasn't an extra in the video. You hear me?
Yeah, that was
she did all that in one take without a license. They didn't even have a permit to do that. They just,
in Dallas. Yeah. I know exactly where
Dallas,
it was.
They just went down there and shot it,
Wow.
But Jay, you did it in your drawers before, didn't you?
Yeah, but mine was nowhere near as sexy.
Erykah Badu, Jay Anthony Brown.
But you did it in booty one meat. Take?
You did it. Booty meat.
Jay did it in Atlanta in one take.
I remember that. Yeah. Now that you said that. Yeah,
you still have that video, Jay?
It's up, go online. It's called Booty Meat. Check it out. It's hers was called Window Seat. Mine was called Booty Meat. Just check.
Yes.
But Jay got another one called White Draws. I love that.
Yes, check it out.
Yeah. Do it in
Make
your white
sure you
draws,
haven't eaten.
White Draws.
Well, anyway, back to the Soul Train Awards. Anyway, so Erykah got the Erykah Badu got the Legend Award, and Steve was part of that video presentation that that honored Erykah Badu. Steve Harvey was. He'll be back tomorrow, by the way. Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, rich people don't work on Monday. Go ahead,
you would know.
Yeah, and Faith Evans was there. Faith Evans performed, and boy, I gotta say, her performance was outstanding as well.
She did great.
Girl,
yeah.
She's just so happy now and peaceful. You know,
well, she got faith.
Yeah, she's. Faith. And she has a new man, and they look so
Stevie
happy
J.
and blissful together. Yeah, I saw them together recently. They were very, very happy. So anyway, on and on. John B. and more. Her had 7 nominations. Bruno Mars
Who?
And Cardi B. Her, Jay.
Who?
Her.
That's him, sister.
Now do you get it, right?
I get it now.
But it was a great show, though. It's a great.
Yes, it was.
I'm loving the Soul Train Awards. It's like it's back to what it used to be when it first started.
Yes.
Yeah, so good.
And I like how they end great. With the Soul Train line.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really
was
good.
Now, that's
really
what I miss, Carl.
What?
That Asian girl that used to be in that Soul Train line.
Oh, with the hair down.
Yes, with that long hair.
Yeah.
She could dance, couldn't she?
Wow. That girl could dance, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some
the Scrabble board.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. What was your favorite performance, like, artist from Soul Train?
For me, it was Al Green. And when he had on them hot pants.
When he had the sling. His arm in the sling.
Oh, his arm was messed up. I remember that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's from the accident, wasn't it? Was that from the accident?
The Grits accident?
Yeah. I think it was.
Jackson 5.
Oh, the Jackson.
Oh, the Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5 was classic.
Oh, the froze.
Yeah,
but you know what they did last night, which was pretty cool, with the Soul Train Awards? They went back to the 90s. So they showed all of these performances. Like, they showed Destiny's Child, you know, from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
they
were so young. Oh, Beyonce looked like a baby. Yeah. They were so young up there singing. So it was kind of cool. I think, for me, my favorite was Aretha Franklin.
Oh, my God.
You know, her performance on Soul Train. And Ledisi dedicated her award to Aretha Franklin and Nina Simone, two legends.
Yeah,
so,
I listened to Aretha the entire Thanksgiving break. That was playing at my house the entire. Oh man,
you gotta cook to rock steady. You gotta cook.
We would not go outside until Soul Train went off.
What?
Yeah,
right. We watched Soul Train.
You didn't go outside and play until Soul Train went off, man.
When I first moved to LA years ago, that's all I wanted to do was just go to Soul Train. Go to Soul Train, meet Don Cornelius. I just wanted to go and experience.
Right on time for another ride on the big train.
They're going to do, from the same people that brought you, I think, New Edition and the Bobby Brown Story, they're doing a show called American Soul. I saw the promos for it during the commercial break.
The Don Cornelius story.
Yeah,
right,
the Don Cornelius story. Yeah, produced by his son, Tony Cornelius. Yeah.
And it's so weird that American Bandstand, which a lot of people don't know, tried to stop that show for the longest, man.
Really?
That was the show.
That,
yeah. That was a show a lot of the black artists went on, and then Soul Train changed a lot of that, man. It changed a lot of that.
Wow.
I went to a taping of Soul Train, and the studio was so small. I thought
little bitty studio, right? Yeah.
It's really, really small. And I was like,
it looks so big on TV. People all in the air.
I know.
Ain't Jammin' Jennifer heard that.
Crazy, man.
Hey, you know what else I missed, too?
Huh?
You know what else I missed too? I think what was classic too is the commercials back in the day that came on during Soul Train. Those were classic.
For Afro Sheen and
Afro Sheen.
Fall for eight,
baby.
And the big tall guy, the big tall guy with the black trench and the dark glasses and the hat, just walking back and forth in front of the camera. Yeah. That's all he did.
But worlds
of that was not a dance to me.
It would have been great to be a cameraman back then. Oh, Lord.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for the weekend box office report. The top three movies this weekend. Anybody want to guess? Anybody want to guess what number three was?
Three.
I'll tell you. The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch. Dr.
Oh, yeah.
Seuss
is
the Grinch.
That's number three. Yeah.
Okay. Funny movie.
30.2 million. 30.2.
Yeah.
Number two. Any guesses? Number two? Think about it.
No.
And number two is a hint, by the way.
Mm.
Creed 2.
Oh, that was very good movie.
That was number two.
Jordan.
This guy knows how to drag out that Rocky story, man.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone? Yeah.
Man, he was good.
He's a genius at that. He is. $35.3 million. Congratulations. Okay. Michael B. Jordan is so hot right now.
He's a beast.
He's such a great actor. And
you
can act.
I would be in that shape if I didn't tell jokes.
Okay, and you want to guess the number one movie? Because we're moving on from that.
Ralph, the internet animation.
Yes. You had to have something to take the kids to. Ralph Breaks the Internet. $55.7 million. That's a lot of money.
Can I tell you guys a good movie to go see?
What?
The Green Book. Please go see.
Oh, yeah, with Mahershala Ali and Vito Morgenstern.
My wife went and saw it. She said it was good.
I heard it was good. Yeah, and for those who don't know what the Green Book is about, it's about back in the day, back in the 40s and the 1560s. Those were the lists of the hotels that black people could stay in back in that time. It was
the
called
Green Book. That's what it was called.
Yes, that's what it was called.
Oh, that's why it's called the Green Book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go check it out. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really.
Break that history down, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, reason why Jay knows because he had one.
Had a Green Book and a Green Stamp Book.
Oh my God.
Very good movie.
I want to see that. Vito, what is his name? Mortensen?
I cannot pronounce his name.
Those two Mortensen
in this movie are so good, Shirley.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this movie is really, really good.
You see Oscar in this, Jay?
Every movie that he makes is good.
Yeah, they would definitely. Because he's got a bigger name, he probably would get nominated, and maybe the other guy wouldn't. But they both
Mahershala?
Did.
Mahershala has one. So
one.
He has one.
And Widows. Oh, my goodness. What a great movie.
Starts off kind of slow, but then when it picks up, man, I'm telling you, it's in. Is she doing her own stunts in there, Jay?
She looked like she did that herself, man.
I don't know.
Viola Davis. But all you have to say to me is Viola Davis, and I'm there.
That's enough.
Yeah, I'm in the sea.
But did she snot like she did in Fences? Did she do that?
Hey, let me
and
tell you.
I was standing with you. right there with you.
She's great.
I've been standing here the whole time.
The snot count is way high in this one.
All good. Okay, we'll come back and have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go again, another one. The Alabama police have admitted to fatally targeting the wrong man. Police shot and killed 21-year-old Emantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. on Thanksgiving Day following a shooting in the River Chase Galleria Mall in Hoover, Alabama. We all know that mall. We've all been there. We've been down.
That's where we stay when we do the comedy club.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was just there. I was there in Birmingham.
For that weekend, right? I knew you were there. I thought about this when I heard this story. The victim's family called for the Hoover Police Department to release all videos and information relating to his death after a police officer wrongly shot him. Emantic Bradford Jr. This is according to multiple reports. Bradford was trying to defuse the chaos at the mall. Attorney Benjamin Crump has been retained by the family, and Mr. Crump wants the video released because it will show the mistakes that the police made and it will exonerate the victim, Emantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. What a horrible story.
I mean,
on Thanksgiving Day? You're trying to help?
That's a shame, man.
It's horrible, Tommy. I mean, the family, they were just outraged, just like everybody is. We all are hearing this story. And people on social media, they're talking about it. And it's just, they killed this man on Thanksgiving. He was just with his family. Mm-hmm. And now they wrongfully accused him. They thought he was the shooter.
Yeah, they did.
So now is the shooter. The shooter is still out
there. At large. The shooter is still at large. The police, at least they admitted it, but
what makes them
think
he's the shooter?
They didn't try to cover it up or anything.
But admitting it, the man's still gone.
Yeah, they can't bring him back. Yeah, at least.
But
they
if
didn't
he doesn't have a gun in his hand, how is he?
Well,
how do you even think
he was licensed to carry? He was licensed to carry a weapon. He was trying to defuse the situation. And but you know why they thought he was the shooter.
Yeah, because he was a black man with a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's always us. Meanwhile, you know, white men can kill up dozens of people. And then they get arrested.
They don't get killed.
They don't get killed. So it's that ongoing outrage that we hear consistently that our men and our boys are constantly, you know, it's the same story.
Being killed on the spot.
Can we say this? No. The president said no. And can we say this? Thank God for Benjamin Crump, attorney Benjamin Crump. He's always there on the front lines fighting for justice. And this family has retained him. We'll be following this story and keeping you posted.
Yeah, our affiliate, Hot 107.7 in Birmingham, I'm sure they'll have more details, too, to pass along.
Yeah.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's a lot of heavy news, guys. Coming up, our last break of the day with the guys and closing remarks. We started with Thanksgiving. Let's end it with Thanksgiving, guys. 49 minutes after, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, last break of the day, guys. We said earlier we started with Thanksgiving, talking about our Thanksgiving and our weekend and everything. And the fact that we are blessed and so thankful. Have so much to be thankful for, you know, always.
I'm thankful that them people gone and they out of my house. That's what I'm thankful
for.
Really, honestly. Huh?
Your relatives, Tommy? Your relatives?
Yes. Yes.
They could be listening, Tommy.
Yeah.
They listening? Are they listening right now?
Of course.
I am so glad that we had a wonderful time together.
Thank you.
Fix it.
Lose your mind up in here.
Christmas,
we'll do it again.
Yeah, that's what the holidays are all about, family and friends.
Hey, okay, I asked y'all this earlier. Y'all really didn't answer me.
What?
Like when people are having dinner at the house doing Thanksgiving.
Uh huh.
Is it wrong to go in the back and do it?
What? Where did that come from?
Carla. Like you was in Birmingham with your in-laws.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So like when you there and y'all there for the whole weekend.
I was scared, Tommy. Don't be asking me that.
No. Why you scared to do it? That's
I'm
your
loud.
Husband. Y'all okay, so do y'all be in his old room?
No. Cause you know my husband, he's from New Orleans. So my in-laws left New Orleans after Katrina, so they live in Birmingham.
Move to Birmingham.
Not the same house. Yeah, no.
Okay. But y'all be in the guest room then, right?
I can answer that, Tommy. I can answer that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not wrong to do it in the house with or without someone
if you far away from the house, it is not wrong. You need to leave the table and take care of that.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you this right now. I'm going to stop shaking your right hand. It is really strong. We not dabbing up no more.
Oh, my God.
We not doing it.
He always says that, though.
No, we not. Always says that. We not dabbing up no more. No,
and then, you know, and then you start thinking about it, Shirley. He always talking about how he don't like company. You know, he there alone all the time.
Moving on, people. Moving on.
He scares the hell out of me. So, Carly, y'all didn't. Carly, y'all didn't.
What? Are you kidding me? My in-laws listen to this show. No, I'm not answering the question.
Because it sounds like I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah. Well, I was going to say I can't believe you asked that, but I couldn't even fix my mouth to say that.
Answer, Shirley.
I was at my house. I was at home and I had guests. Yes.
So like okay, so y'all had guests. So y'all don't slip in the back. And
no,
like,
we have guests. What about that?
Rude.
Yes.
But it's your house.
I'm with you.
The guests you are visiting.
I'm with you, Tom. If you want to have sex, damn it, bring somebody. Okay.
We're all thankful.
You know, be thankful for what we got.
Don't get mad at us because I got somebody.
Oh, man. Overall, I ain't going to lie. It was fun. It was good to see some family members, chit-chat. Mm-hmm. Talked to my mom a long time. I get to hang out with her a little bit, so yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's a blessing.
Man. Uh-huh.
It really is.
I was working, but I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed, you know.
And I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. Just
my kids want too much. Enjoying the holidays. They already got everything they want.
Well, you got so much to give them. So, you know, that's you. Yeah, you're the one doing all that.
You set the regulation on that, homie.
Yeah, you set the regulations on that. Yeah.
What is the regulation? What should it be?
Ain't no what it should be.
Yeah, that's your call.
It's whatever you say they're not going to have.
Yeah. You ain't got to leave anybody else, family. That's your people.
I'll tell you what.
You created all the people.
Well, I tell you what, my daughter just asked me for a designer bag, and she was like, "Mommy, I want one like you got." I said, well, "You need to get a job."
Oh,
yeah.
What
else coming? You 10? Uh-huh. That's not gonna happen. Not right now. So you set that.
You know,
you set the rules, Tommy. Yeah.
Okay.
And no is okay.
Yeah.
No is good.
No is really a response.
But we feel like since we didn't have as much, we feel that we should have.
We give more.
Way more than what we had.
And you know what that makes, Jay? That makes ungrateful, entitled kids.
Yes. Right. They think really they're entitled.
We got them. If we got them, we did it. We did it ourselves.
I have them. I have one. Yeah.
Biggest
now,
fight.
I don't mind giving my daughter something I have, like a bag I already have, but to go out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that. She can have one of those.
Right.
No, she ain't getting a new one.
Oh, no, precious. And the words of shit.
Mama, there's mint candy in here because it's been used, damn it. That's why candy's in the bottom of it.
From a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-mm. I mean, like, I'm spoiled. I go home, I'm spoiled. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother spoiled me.
Too.
You know, I go to my grandmother's house. I said it was a big fight because she fixed my plate, didn't fix nobody else. They got mad about that.
Really?
Wow.
And she did it. So, you know, I can't. She has to keep doing it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I tell you, we have to teach our children about those that are less fortunate giving back.
Absolutely, Carla.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do, Tommy, and that's what I do with my daughter all the time.
And not only that, we have to teach them the real meaning of Christmas. It's not just about getting gifts, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's about we're celebrating Christ's birthday. That's really, you know.
Let me tell you where I put my foot down this past weekend, though. My son's going to tell me, I don't eat leftovers. Oh, you're going to eat them today, though. You're going to eat them today. I don't eat leftovers, Dad. We had that yesterday. I bet you eat this turkey today.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.